that they differed. They split. After the bayyinah, after the clarification, after the revelation, after the truth was made clear to them, but yet they still went away. This is the sunnah of the people from before us. We're not supposed to imitate them. We have the virtuous religion, al-Islam. Be proud of your religion. The religion that calls to Tawheed. The religion that calls to Sunnah. The religion that calls to how a man and a human being is supposed to be. The religion that calls the people to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet, people have left this path. People have left this path. And their own opinions. And the way that they conceptualize things is taking precedence over the Quran and the Sunnah. So then they're splitting. As is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith of Anas ibn Malik, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Iftaraqatil yahud ila ihda wa sab'ina firqa, waftaraqatil nasara ila thatani wa sab'ina firqa." وستفترق هذه الأمة إلى سبعين و... إلى سبعين فرقة إلى 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قيل من هم يا رسول الله؟ من كان على ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. Where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in an authentic hadith, which has an authentic chain, taken back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the Jews split into 71 sects, groups, parties. The Christians split into 72 sects, groups, parties. And this ummah is going to split into 73 sects. All of these sects, all of these groups in hellfire. Except one. And the companions of Mustafa Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like they were racing for khair, for good, like they were rushing to seek the knowledge from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, who are these saved people from all of these groups? Who are the saved ones? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man kana ala ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashabi." Whoever is upon what I'm upon today and my companions. Which is why we find that the ulama have said the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Wa kadhalika ja'alnakum ummatan wasata." And that's why we have made you a balanced nation. The people who are upon the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, following his sunnah. The people who are upon the way of the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, following the understanding of the sunnah. The people who are upon the methodology of the salaf, they are the one who are wasat. They are the one who are the most virtuous. Because they're sticking to the virtue aspects of Islam. They're maintaining to that which makes Islam more virtuous than any other religion. They're not moving away from that. Why? Because they're upon what the Prophet ﷺ was upon that day, and his companions, and in the tafsir and explanation of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And that's why we've made you a balanced nation. Who was the ummah of that time? Who was alive when that was revealed? The companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So those who follow them will be from that. Which is why Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that whoever wants to be from this part, this ummah, and reach to get these virtues that has been given to this ummah, they have to fulfill the conditions. They have to fulfill the conditions that Allah has mentioned. So the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in this hadith that the ummah was split into 73 sects. All of them in hellfire. This hadith is authentic. Do not let anybody tell you otherwise. Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala authenticated it. Hakim, in his Mustadrak, he authenticated it and he said that it was upon the conditions of Bukhari and Muslim. It's as strong as that. Imam al-Shatibi rahimahullah ta'ala, he authenticated it. It is an authentic hadith. So what are the benefits that we can get from this hadith? The first benefit that we can get from this hadith is that those people who differ from the way of the Prophet ﷺ and the way of his companions have imitated the Christians and Jews. They've imitated them by forming groups. The second benefit of taking from this hadith is that the foundation, the origin, is to be upon the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the way of his companions. This is the correct way. And anybody who goes away from that has divided. And anybody who is stuck to that sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way of the companions, they are the people who are sticking to the jama'ah. They are the ones who are obeying the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa'tasimu billahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu. وَاَتَّسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold tight to the rope of Allah, all of you, and do not divide. Ibn Mas'ud and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they mentioned the explanation of the rope of Allah. They said the rope of Allah is the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Abbas, he said, the rope of Allah is the Qur'an. So those who hold firm to this are the ummah to wasata. They're the ones who are the most virtuous. They're the ones who are the most balanced. So what are the characteristics that make this, the people of the sunnah, the most virtuous? From this is the fact that they affirm with regards to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They affirm that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms for himself. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he's the most hearing, they accept that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he's the all-seeing, they accept that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that he spoke, kallamallahu Musa, taklima, they accept that. So the people of the sunnah are the balanced, most just and virtuous group between those who negate Allah's attributes and those who make Allah like his creation. So the people of the sunnah are the balanced ones between those people who negate Allah's attributes, like the Jahmiyyah. They say Allah doesn't hear. They say Allah doesn't see. They say Allah doesn't speak. That Allah has no wisdom. This is what happens when you use your own intellect to control things. And the reason why they say this, they say, because if we say that Allah hears, and we say that Allah sees, the human beings, we see as well. So then you're making Allah like his creation. Which is why the ulama have said, that these people who are running away from making Allah like his creation, have run away from that, according to them, and run to something even worse. They are comparing Allah to nothing. Doesn't see. Doesn't speak. Is this a praiseworthy attribute? Ay akhwan. So they, using their intellect, have gone astray. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Laysa kamithlihi shay'.